DNR wildlife biologist Jeremy Holtz says snow on the ground will help hunters see and track deer, but several feet of snow could make it challenging to traverse the terrain. He says it will also affect where the deer are to be found.
The kind of snow we've had in the last couple of weeks has definitely changed some deer behavior patterns. They're not dispersed as widely as they used to be. They're probably more concentrated in areas where it's easier to get around. And because we don't have frozen conditions with the snow on top of like wetlands, bogs, marshes, the deer maybe aren't as likely to move through some of those areas yet either.
Holt says that makes it more important to do some pre-season scouting before the hunt opens on Saturday. Natalie Jablonski, WXPR News.
The Rhinelander City Council postponed action on the 2015 budget until next Monday, in part because a large property owner recently won an assessment challenge. The council Monday was set to approve the 2015 budget and tax levy, but the Department of Revenue recently acted on a request by Expera, who said its paper mills in Mosody and Rhinelander were assessed too high. Since the final numbers on that reassessment were not in, the council decided to postpone the public hearing on the budget to Monday. City Administrator Blaine Oborn felt all the numbers would be in by Monday night. The tax value could drop $12 million, and Mayor Dick Johns felt postponing action until the numbers come in was the right thing to do.
I think it's the right decision. We have no idea what $12 million is going to do to us, and we better get a look at that before we pass the budget.
Members of the City Council were uncomfortable until the tax rate for the city was finalized. Home sales in northern Wisconsin far outpaced the rest of the state last month. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says sales statewide were up almost 10% compared to October of last year, but up north they skyrocketed almost 30%. Economist Dave Clark says it's part of a broader trend of rural areas doing well.
The real big story when you look at these data are the non-metropolitan areas. Those rural parts of the state really caught fire, especially the northern part of the state, followed by the central region.
Clark says higher inventories in rural areas are helping spur growth in the housing market. Median prices were also up in northern Wisconsin by about 2.5% compared to last October, while statewide those prices were up about 4%. The Wisconsin Senate's finance chair says it's hard to gauge the public's reaction to the DOT's request for millions of extra highway dollars. Republican Alberta Darling hopes to get some type of consensus from folks in her suburban Milwaukee district. DOT Secretary Mark Gottlieb has proposed a budget for the next 2 years that includes a 5-cent increase in the gas tax as part of a $751 million tax and fee hike package. Coming up in our news at 7:30, we'll take a look at the decision by the Nicolet College Board not to accept a gift of the former Print Pack building. The forecast today, snow likely early, cloudy skies, and a high near